You'll hear a radio interview with Dr. Ramsdale about keeping healthy. For questions 24 to 30, choose the best answer, A, B, or C. You now have 1 minute to look at part four.
Dr. Ramsdale, you've come here today to tell our listeners about the importance of living a healthy life. Why do you feel so strongly about this?
Well, it worries me a great deal that even though we're richer and better educated than previous generations, we don't enjoy such good health as our parents and grandparents. Every day, my surgery is full of patients suffering from illnesses which could have been prevented.
What exactly do you mean by this?
Many people have developed diseases as a result of the way they live. If they had eaten more sensibly, these could have been prevented.
Can you give some examples?
Of course. If you eat food with a lot of fat, say fried steak or rich, creamy sauces, you'll develop heart disease. Now, you don't have to eat fried food. You can grill meat instead and substitute yogurt for the cream. If you did, you'd find your blood pressure would go down almost immediately and you'd have more energy.
In the news these days, there's a lot of publicity about teenagers becoming obese.
Yes, it's incredible to see the difference from only 20 years ago. Now teenagers eat so much junk food and prefer sugary drinks with so many calories that they are becoming fatter. They don't eat regular meals. They are always snacking on crisps or chocolate. Schools should be doing more to advise them on a healthy way of living. Why not have special cookery classes for girls and boys and also teach them about nutrition?
But don't growing kids need to eat a lot?
Eat a lot of the right kind of food. Otherwise, kids will grow in the wrong way. But you know, it's not just the diet that's the problem, but also the lack of exercise. When I was young, we walked to school and played outside all day in the summer. Now, kids are couch potatoes, watching TV from morning to night or playing mindless computer games.
But life was much safer then. I wouldn't want my children playing in the streets with the terrible traffic we have, and I'd want to know where they are, keep an eye on them.
True. But by overprotecting and pampering our children, we are making them less independent and less able to cope with life. We give them everything they want, but we don't prepare them for real life. If only we could get schools to organize more games lessons or after-school activity clubs, the kids would be much fitter. I do feel let down by schools these days. They have the priorities wrong.
Earlier, you mentioned people were more stressed these days. Why is that?
There's so much pressure to succeed in life, both in careers and having possessions like expensive cars. There's a lot of competition between people, and this results in stress or depression. What you can do is perhaps get some counseling, but again, if you eat well and take regular exercise, you will feel fitter and able to cope with difficulties more logically. All too often, doctors prescribe pills as a solution. But I truly believe in looking at your lifestyle first and altering your routine before resorting to medicines.
So, I gather your approach to curing illnesses is to analyze your current way of life and try to substitute a healthier diet and exercise routine.
Exactly that. Some people say that they can't afford to follow a healthy diet. But if you buy your fruit and vegetables from a market, you'll find you are saving money. And you don't have to go to a gym or join a fancy tennis club. Walk to work, or buy a bicycle, or join a weekend hiking club. Not only will you get fitter and lose weight, but you'll make new friends. Don't look for excuses not to change your attitude to health. And the healthier people become, the fewer patients I'll have to see in my surgery. Then I'll be able to concentrate on those who are really unwell.
Dr. Ramsdale, thank you for your advice. I'm sure our listeners will be inspired to throw away their frying pan and start to live more healthily from now on.
Now you'll hear part four again.
Dr. Ramsdale, you've come here today to tell our listeners about the importance of living a healthy life. Why do you feel so strongly about this?
Well, it worries me a great deal that even though we're richer and better educated than previous generations, we don't enjoy such good health as our parents and grandparents. Every day, my surgery is full of patients suffering from illnesses which could have been prevented.
What exactly do you mean by this?
Many people have developed diseases as a result of the way they live. If they had eaten more sensibly, these could have been prevented.
Can you give some examples?
Of course. If you eat food with a lot of fat, say fried steak or rich, creamy sauces, you'll develop heart disease. Now, you don't have to eat fried food. You can grill meat instead and substitute yogurt for the cream. If you did, you'd find your blood pressure would go down almost immediately and you'd have more energy.
In the news these days, there's a lot of publicity about teenagers becoming obese.
Yes, it's incredible to see the difference from only 20 years ago. Now teenagers eat so much junk food and prefer sugary drinks with so many calories that they are becoming fatter. They don't eat regular meals. They are always snacking on crisps or chocolate. Schools should be doing more to advise them on a healthy way of living. Why not have special cookery classes for girls and boys and also teach them about nutrition?
But don't growing kids need to eat a lot?
Eat a lot of the right kind of food. Otherwise, kids will grow in the wrong way. But you know, it's not just the diet that's the problem, but also the lack of exercise. When I was young, we walked to school and played outside all day in the summer. Now, kids are couch potatoes, watching TV from morning to night or playing mindless computer games.
But life was much safer then. I wouldn't want my children playing in the streets with the terrible traffic we have, and I'd want to know where they are, keep an eye on them.
True. But by overprotecting and pampering our children, we are making them less independent and less able to cope with life. We give them everything they want, but we don't prepare them for real life. If only we could get schools to organize more games lessons or after-school activity clubs, the kids would be much fitter. I do feel let down by schools these days. They have the priorities wrong.
Earlier, you mentioned people were more stressed these days. Why is that?
There's so much pressure to succeed in life, both in careers and having possessions like expensive cars. There's a lot of competition between people, and this results in stress or depression. What you can do is perhaps get some counseling, but again, if you eat well and take regular exercise, you will feel fitter and able to cope with difficulties more logically. All too often, doctors prescribe pills as a solution. But I truly believe in looking at your lifestyle first and altering your routine before resorting to medicines.
So, I gather your approach to curing illnesses is to analyze your current way of life and try to substitute a healthier diet and exercise routine.
Exactly that. Some people say that they can't afford to follow a healthy diet. But if you buy your fruit and vegetables from a market, you'll find you are saving money. And you don't have to go to a gym or join a fancy tennis club. Walk to work, or buy a bicycle, or join a weekend hiking club. Not only will you get fitter and lose weight, but you'll make new friends. Don't look for excuses not to change your attitude to health. And the healthier people become, the fewer patients I'll have to see in my surgery. Then I'll be able to concentrate on those who are really unwell.
Dr. Ramsdale, thank you for your advice. I'm sure our listeners will be inspired to throw away their frying pan and start to live more healthily from now on.
That is the end of part four.